Lindsay Bone there at Tamworth. The man is going to find the winners, Gary Harley. Morning, Gary.
Good morning, Sean. Yeah, it's a very, very good program today at Tamworth. 8 races, pretty big fields. Delightful day in the northwest. Going to get to about 23 or 24. Had a bit of rain in the last week, but it's dried right out. It's a good 4 with a little bit of give in it. So that is the perfect track for today's race meeting. Let's see if we can find a winner.
All right, now the first number one, Drogon, is 41. To the Mont, $3.40. 3 out, 4 Night Talker, 19. Number 5, Partner, 151. 6 Redabella, 101. 7 out, 8 Hey Dude, 14. Number 9 is a Hurricane, 26. 10 Have Not, 7. 11 Little Miss Nick is 420. 12 Pleasure Bomb, 21. 13 Power Rush, $2.17. 14 Stiletto, 101. Favourite here, number 13 Power Rush, at $2.70.
In the first, I like them 13, 11, 2 and 8. I think Chris Leeser win the first two. This one is number 13, Power Rush. She's a power filly who has had 2 recent trials at Newcastle, one on the Beaumont track, or one at Gosford and one at Newcastle. She won a trial on the Beaumont track on the 20th of August and went well. And then she went to Gosford, set outside the leader in a trial there, and Andrew Gibbons only niggled at her in the straight, and Glamorama run her down. Glamorama goes pretty good. Run her down and beat her about half a length. Got a lot in her favour today. She's got barrier 1, Andrew Gibbons or Ryder, and that barrier around Tamworth, and the fact that you should, you know, be on the speed, or she should be on the speed, I think makes her the winner. Number 11, Little Miss Nick. I think of a scratch the other day. Might have been at Musselbrook Sunday to run here. Run third on debut at Newcastle back on the 23rd of June. Behind Crackneck, the winner goes really good. Only got beat 2 lengths. Got back, hit the line hard. Then had one more run at Musselbrook. And it was ridden upside down when it led up there and got beat about 4.5 lengths. In a recent barrier trial, it led to the turn. In that run at Musselbrook, it led to the turn. Headed at the top of the straight and faded late. But nice and fresh today. I think it'll sprint very well. It's second pick. To the Mont was with Pat Webster. First run now for Cody Morgan. Has some ability. Did run second at Hawkesbury, not beaten far, beaten at length by All Hours back on the 15th of July. That'd give it a chance. And number 8, Hey Dude's trial wasn't too bad. 13, 11, 2 and 8.
Right, our race 2, 1 out. Number 2, Jack's Creek, 19. 3, Louisiana Man, 750. 4 is out. 5, Red Letter Rosie, 151. Number 6, Herzegovia, is $2.50. 7 out. 8, as you say, 101. Number 9, Blinkin' Fantastic, 151. 10, Benui, 151. 11, Lefabish, 23. 12, Mud Wasp, 16. 13, Skillset, 151. 14, Think Free, 2 even. 15, Ticket to LA, 81. Number 16, Saishin, is 41. 17, Ballybrack, 26, 18 out. Favourite at 2 even, number 14, Think Free.
Race 2, 14, 6, 3 and 2. This is my best bet of the day. Another Chris Lee's trained filly, number 14, Think Free. Owned by Australian Bloodstock. Lovely filly by So You Think. After a couple of really good trials, Chris sent her to Taree for her debut on the 17th of August. She got beat about 2.5 lengths. However, she got back midfield on the rail, Robert Thompson rode her. She got steadied at 600 on the heels. And in the straight, she was coming quick. And she went to go between the horse in front and the eventual winner, her stablemate, Tartufo Bianco. And the gap closed. And she got cut out. Robert had to grab hold of her. And she lost valuable ground there. I don't know whether she would have beat the winner, but she would have went mighty close. With that run under a belt, barrier 1 round Tamworth, up to 1,400 today, from 1,250 to 1,400. That's what she wants. I thought she was the best bet of the day. Race 2, number 14, Think Free. Number 6 is my second pick. Herzegovina. Herzegovina. It's going all right, this horse. Trained by Stephen Jones up there at Scone. Its last run was at Newcastle on the 25th of August. And it run third in that maiden to that outstanding youngster of John Singleton's, Girl Tuesday. Or she's not a youngster now. She's a 4-year-old mare, but that was her first race start. She is very good. And this horse, I think, beat 2.8 lengths there at Newcastle. Prior to that, it ran fourth at Scone. Its second pick in the race. Number two, Jack's Creek. Came off a good third at Scone with a disappointing run, I thought, although it had no cover on the leader's heels at Gunnedah the other day, but it didn't give much in the straight. May get a better run today, and if it does, it could run a place. And number three, Louisiana Man for Craig Martin. Drawn an awkward alley, but its last start third at Tamworth here was good enough to give it a place chance. So the numbers there are 14, a good thing to beat, 6, 2 and 3.
Righto, the third one out, number two, Maui Princess, 233. Precognition is 101. Number four, Nardini Song, 650. Five out. Six, Autumn Ridge, 650. Seven, Bird of the Field, 11. Number eight, Little Jeffrey, 15. Nine, Southern Strategy, 21. 10, Brighter Days, 41. 11 out, 12, Sweet Love, 7. Number 13, Kodachi, 14. 14, One Last Crown, 151. 15, Pig and Whistle, 14. 16 out. Favourite, $2.30. Number two, Maui Princess.
Rate three, I like them, 2, 13, 12 and 4. Well, if she puts the best foot forward, she's too good for these number two, Maui Princess. She was originally trained by Gay and Adrian. She ran, three placings from six starts for those, for Gay and Adrian. Ran third one day at Canterbury. Ran a good placing, I think it was, one day at Gosford. She just got beat. Now, after a run at Kembla in Feb, she was transferred to Cody Morgan. And the other day at Tamworth, she got a mile back. She's, I've seen her race a bit closer than that, and I think you'll find she'll race a bit closer today. But Jake Hullrader, he took her back, and she travelled nicely, but she raced a bit green under pressure in the straight, and then she got hampered a little at 100. She rocketed to the line, even though she got beat over five lengths. She must have given the lead a 10 coming to the turn. And she made up a ton of ground. I think she'll win today. The extra 100 metres in her favour. Got a good barrier. 13, Kodachi. Very hard to beat. Found the line well from way back on a heavy 10. Dubbo the other day when it runs second. It's a good odds. It'll run a race. Number 12, Sweet Love. First starter for Arrowfield. Paul trains it, of course. Dundee Philly. Out of Shani Rose. Gee, it's spread to be good. Had about four trials, run second in a recent Gosford trial. She had good speed, fought on well at the end, was only just beaten. And number four, Nardini Song. A couple of seconds last time in, and then resumed at Tamworth, at Scone, and was disappointing. And then trial all right at Tamworth. 2, 13, 12 and 4.
Race 4, 1 Black Salt, 151, 2 Delete, 11, number 3 Little Owl, $8, 4 Menanga Tang, 360, 5 Revere, 5, 6 Stoke It Up, 10, 7 Thompson River, 51, 8 Blazing Issue, 310, 9 out, 10 Being Bitten, 126, 11 Lucky Starlet, 26, 12 Onya Rosie, 14, 13 Command Presence, 51, 14 Miss Hanson, 151, 15 Shivari, 101, 16 out, $3.10. Favourite is number 8 Blazing Issue.
Straight 4. My numbers here are 8, 5, 3, and 2. I like Blazing as you. Johnny Ramsey's got it. He stretched it the other day. I think it might have been Musselbrook on Sunday. He's bred by his dad on the Taronga stud, on their stud up there at Scone. And Stewie Ramsey owns the 3-year-old, and John trains it. It won a race at Dubbo back in March. And then it ran fourth in the Wellington Boot. And then it went to Randwick in the Champagne and got beat a long way. Was outclassed there. Had a spell, resumed at Musselbrook recently. Only got beat 1.7 by Ruble, who goes pretty good. It was slow out. Seventh in a field of 11 of the home turn. And chased home pretty good. Got a good barrier, good jockey, Grant Buckley. I think it'll win today. Number five, Revere. Going well for Stephen Jones. It bolted in first up, or it hit the line hard to win him, principally first up at Tamworth back in June. Failed at Musselbrook, and then it ran third at Gunnedah the other day. Got back midfield on the rail, off the fence on the home turn, and really chased hard the last 200. It'll run okay. Got barrier one. It's going to get a lovely run. Number three, Little Al, and with a two-start back for Alan Denham, Greg Ryan rides, third pick. And number two, Delete. He broke his maiden at the Scone on the 10th of August. And then the other day, he was just average at Gunnedah. But here on his home track, he'll do better. 8, 5, 3, and 2.
Race 5, now 1 Melted Moments, $8. 2 Pippi's Pride, $5.50. 3 Dustman, $8.50. 4 New Endeavour, $5.50. 5 Hamoon Bridge, $2.40. 6 Bootaroo, $8. 7 Royal Villa, $9.50. 8 Assurity, $26. 9 and 10 out. Favourite, $2.40. Number 5, Hamoon Bridge.
Race 5, first leg of the quaddie. I've put them 5, 4, 2, and 1. This can be a furlong the other day out the west. Hamoon Bridge. Flint London's got it at Dubbo. Serge Lisney rode it on a heavy nine at Dubbo on the 27th of August. It won by 7 lengths. It led in a good tempo. It run them off their legs. Pulled out early and mid-race. Led by 4 on the home turn and won by 7. Andrew Gibbons rides today. It was a close second prior to that run at Crindy. And the way that she went out there, I think she'll be too good for them. The only proviso is she goes as well on the good as she did on the heavy, but she has won 2 races on good tracks. On top, number 5, Hamoon Bridge. Number 4, New Endeavour. Always a chance in a race like this. Good winner at Scone 3 starts back, then run 2nd at Taree at the Carnival, and then run 4th at Taree to Editor's last start. Got beat a length of 3/4. Tried a tart out in the straight. Number 2, Pippi's Pride. There's been a bit of money for this. Trained at Musselbrook by Steve Gleeson. It ran 3rd at Gilgandra in the Collie Cup last start. Got beat about 2 lengths. Got back midfield. Ran on very, very well. And number 1, Melted Moments. Runner-up in the Moree Cup to Elgia Tem just recently. Only beaten a length. Got back worse than midfield. Hit the line hard. Good Scone winner over the mile. 3 starts back. Got a heap of weight. 61.5, no claim, and I reckon it'll run all right. 5, 4, 2, and 1.
Righto, race 6 now. 1 Epic Event is $8.50. 2 Cosmic Rain, $3.60. 3 Military Duke, $18. 4 Another Plan, $21. 5 Arletta, $6. Number 6 Ruble is $3.40. 7 Jaffite, $6. 8 out. 9 Magic Benito, $8. Number 10 Purist, $34. And 11 Aquila, $34. Favorite, $3.40. Number 6 Ruble in race 6.
Race 6, my numbers here are 6, 2, 1, and 5. Ruble, well, put its best foot forward to win at Musselbrook last start and won impressively. Was running 5th in a field of 11 to the home turn and ran on better than the others to get up and beat Lips and Lashes. Greg Ryan rode it. Now, Andrew Gibbons is riding it today. Andrew was on it one day at Cessnock. And that's the day that Ruble went through the fence, and that's the day Andrew broke a bone in his foot, and he was out for some months after that. So the mare owes him one. I don't think he's been on her since in her subsequent 5 or 6 starts. She's won 2 races, and he gets back on today. As I said, the Musselbrook win was good. She ran 4th at Gosford, only beaten a length of Miss Celebration. 3 runs back, and that filly at Gerald Ryan goes very well. She overcomes the 10 alley. I think she can win. 2 Cosmic Rain, 3rd run back, ready to run a big race here. Run 2nd behind Little Red Shoes, 1st up at the Brook, got beat 2, and then went to Rose Hill for a highway. Was on the speed run at 2nd, outside the leader at the top of the straight, and blundered at the 150. Got beat about 4.9 in that highway behind Common Purpose. I reckon it'll run a race today. Number 1 Epic Event, fitter for the first up run last start here. When it led, ended up getting beat a length. It'll run better. Barrier 1, it'll be on the speed. And number 5 Arletta for Sue Grill. 6, 2, 1, and 5.
Race 7, 1 Bradley Secret, 19. 2 Barricade, 23. 3 Under the Thumb, $2.10. 4 Skyscraper, 6. 5 Delahoya, 4.60. 6 Fast Tycoon, 10. 7 Hellaroo, 6.50. 8 Dan Roy, 19. And 9 Caesars goes to 151. Favourite 3 Under the Thumb, $2.10.
Race 7, third leg of the quaddie, 3, 5, 4, and 1. Keen on Under the Thumb here. Now, I can tell you, Sean, that Yesterday, a punter had a 1,000 each way under the thumb at $51 to win the Kosciuszko. Hasn't even got a slot yet, but we'll probably get one, particularly if it wins today. $51 in the all-in market with tab.com.au, the punters at 1,000 each way for the Kosciuszko. Look, it was a good thing beaten the other day at Warwick Farm. No fault of the rider. Huey Bowman put it in the perfect spot, just behind the leader on the fence. And what often happens, mate, sometimes you get the run and sometimes you don't. And he has not seen daylight at any stage for the last 20 metres or so. Huey couldn't move on it. Two girls told me Huey said it should have won. Comes back to a weaker class today. Has got Barrier 5, lovely barrier, Greg Ryan on it. It'll be, you know, pretty short odds, as you said, but it should get the money. Number 5, second pick, De La Hoya, went very good first up at Crindivy on Princess Patton. Hit the front at the 150, was only beaten on the line, nailed late. He loves the track here where he's trained De La Hoya. He's won 3 out of 4 with the placing. And he's raced in very good company in previous preparations. Now, De La Hoya's stable mate, Sky Scraper, number 4, is going very well. It's my third pick. Run 3rd of the Moree Cup the other day. Won at Crindie and Tamworth, going back in June, July. Won 2 on the trot. It's a horse that races on the speed. Jake Hull rides again today, and I give it a big hope. Number 1, Brotherly Secret. He's coming back from the 1400 of the Moree Cup, as is Skyscraper. They took him on up there, Brotherly Secret. He likes to lead on his own, and he had no peace, and you can forget the run. He's got a bit of speed. He got 1.5 off the Louise Day, carried 59.5. She rode him when he bolted in at Gunnedah, 2 runs back, leading all the way. So he's my fourth pick. 3, 5, 4, and 1.
Right, the last one, Sister Joy, 440. 2, Here Come the Drums, 850. 3, Late Return, 850. 4, Good Grab, 21. 5, Young Wee, 23. 6, Looking Alive, 480. 7 out. 8, Billy Bandy, $7. 9 out. 10, Not a Princess, 7. 11, King Solomon, 15. 12, Mrs. Wicked Nikki is 15. 13, Our Magic Girl, 19. 14, Lots of Diamonds, 81. And 15, Raheen Lady, 26. Favourite the Toppy, 1, Sister Joy, $4.40.
Last of the day, 6, 1, 2, and 8. I'm with Looking Alive. I thought the horse went too hard up front last start, and that was here at Tamworth. It ended up running 4th behind Social. The winner goes really good, but beat 2.5 lengths. After setting a quick pace, it was headed at the 175. It's got good form at Tamworth. Peter Graham goes on board today, and it's got very good speed. It likes the lead. Long as it don't go too hard, I think it'll be very hard to run down here. Sister Joy, the top weight, 4 kilos off for young Reese Jones. Carry 56.5. Going well. 2 placings lately at Musselbrook and Quirindi. She'll run okay. 3rd pick in the race is number 2. Here Come the Drums. Come from a mile back to win here on the 9th of June. Or no, that was the 9th of July. At one here on the 9th of June. Just a bit ordinary the other day. It was a clear last early in the race at Scone. I don't know what happened there. Ended up getting beat 6 lengths. It should, long as it's not, it does get way back. As long as he don't get it back as far as he did at Scone, he could run a place. And number 8, Billy Bandier. Connie Gregg's got this horse. I saw it win at Crindie a couple of runs back. And then it went to Dubbo the other day and fought on well on that heavy 8 and ended up running 3rd in the race. 6, 1, 2, and 8.
Righto, like?
Best bet. Race 2, number 14, Think Free. That's my best bet. Race 2, number 14. And I think under the thumb's a good thing too. So I'll make it a special. Race 6, or is it race 7? Race 7 it is. Number 3, I'll make it a special as well. And if I had to find another one, it'd be race 1, number 13. But we'll just settle on the 2, under the thumb, race 7, number 3, early in the day, race 2, number 14, which is Think Free. Now, what I've done with the quadrilla today, first leg race 5, I've put 4 legs in, 4 horses in, 5, 4, 2, and 1. Second leg race 6, 6, 2, 1. Stood out under the thumb, race 7, number 3, and race 8, 6, 1, 2, and 8. A good surface, magnificent day, very, very good meeting, country meeting. And I think we'll find a few winners, sure. Now, before I leave you, a very exciting week in Newcastle. It's Newcastle Cup week. I think it's the only provincial club in New South Wales that has 4 Group 1 races on the one day. They've got 4 Group 3 races, should I say, on the one day. The Newcastle Cup, sponsored by Sharp Electronics, over the 2300. It's a Group 3. The Cameron Handicap, sponsored by Australian Bloodstock, 1,500 metre Group 3. The Tibby Stakes, sponsored by Yarraman Park Stud. It is for fillies and mares, a Group 3. Yep. And the Hungerford Hill Wines, Spring Stakes for three-year-olds, over the mile, 1,600, another Group 3. All Sydney's top jockeys, top trainers, will be there at Newcastle on Friday.
And so will you.
The big meeting in town, and it is going to be an absolute ripper. The knobs are outstanding. All the function areas are booked out, and it'll be a big day. And, of course, they race again Saturday, Ladies' Day, always a bumper crowd there, second day of the carnival. And also on Thursday, we've got the Beaufort Club lunch, which I host every year. And Wayne Harris is our guest speaker, our great mate and co-worker. With Sky, and Wayne's got a great story to tell of his career as a jockey, of course, winning a Melbourne Cup, a Golden Slipper, and riding so many winners, and then having that tragic, like the bad luck that he's had over the years, which forced him to retire in that. Terrific story, terrific bloke, and we look forward to having him there in Newcastle. Good luck to the punters, and good luck to you, Sean.